Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Yeah, so it's great to have you here. So this is this kind of meeting, in the sense, self-care is where we check in and just we can chat, we can see how we're going on, we can support each other in our self-care journey, because it's all about, I think, like, for years, self-care for me was just, oh yeah, it's something, you know, it's not even on the list, really. It's in your head that, yes, oh, I should do it and all this, but you never kind of actually do something. So my idea with this circle is to kind of, to stimulate you to remember. So even if you don't do it during the month, like, when we're here, like, you can be like, okay, you know, it's just that time to check in, because I think we do need some kind of accountability, not in a heavy way or anything, but even just in the thinking. If we're very, very busy, there just isn't time to think. So I just wanted to create that space here. And then also it's a chance to learn some simple sounding practices, and then to actually do it, because most of it is actually so simple that, again, we could read it and go, oh yeah, that's nice, that seems like I could do that, and then you might never do it. So it's just, you know, when we do these practices together, it's just easy, and you're here, so you're like, okay, I'm going to do it because I'm here. So that's my cunning plan anyway. And so tonight, what I wanted to do was, I thought we might start with a little bit of journaling. I'm a big fan of journaling, and that's how I find out where I am at, because I can have stuff in my head, but sometimes when I write stuff down, it might actually be slightly different. And it's like I'm allowing part of myself that isn't being heard can guess sometimes come out on the page and say, actually, I really need this. So just to ground ourselves here for a couple of minutes, we're just going to take three nice deep breaths. You can rub your hands together if you want, and that, I forget what it does again. I think it crosses over our hemispheres and just aligns us. So now we're going to take a deep sound of ooh. So with when we're doing this work on the Zoom, the sound can kind of come in and out. So the sound quality mightn't be great, but that doesn't matter, because we're just doing, this is our own practice. So what you're going to get the most of is out of your own ooh. Okay, so we're just take a nice deep sound. And take any note that you want, and just, we're going to do three of them, and just breathe it out for as long as is comfortable. And when you need to breathe, just breathe and start again. You don't need to, we don't need to do it in sync. In fact, it's nice if we're not in sync, because it's like one of us is going to breathe for everybody else. Does that make sense? And then we'll come in again. So if you want to close your eyes, you're very welcome to. I'm breathing in. One more. And just slowly coming back to your normal breath. But you can just keep your eyes closed for a minute. And feeling your feet solid on the floor. Feeling your sit bones on your seat. Being in your body and present here and now. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes, and if you have a journal with you, I'm just going to give you a few minutes. Just journal how you are doing right now. How are you feeling? What's going on for you? I'm just going to do a little bit of sounding, and you just journal whatever comes out. It doesn't have to be proper sentences, just. And I want you to write a little bit about how you feel your level of self-care is at the moment. Without going into judgment, just where you think you're at the moment, and look in terms of looking after yourself. And what aspects do you enjoy the most? What's your favorite self-care thing to do? And what do you think you need most right now? So if you want to maybe just start finishing up. So, great to see you all. Welcome, Jackie. This is Pam and Jean. This
Hello.
Is Jackie.
Hi, how are you doing?
So what I'd like to do, I was just saying, you know, one of the functions of this meeting is just so we can just check in and see how we're getting on. So what I'd like to do now is to put us into breakout rooms, and we can be, what time do we have? Maybe for about 10 minutes. So each person kind of, you can do it whichever way you like. So you can either have 5 minutes each, where you each talk, or you can have a conversation about what you've written or anything you like. It's your time. So I am going to just...
I'm just going to change the level of my computer, so I'll
ignore.
Yeah.
Yeah, grand. So this is randomly going to put us into rooms. So I'll call you back, but maybe also keep an eye on the time. So 10 minutes. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back. How did you get on?
We did great.
Good, good. Have we lost Pam?
No, she's... Oh. She was with me.
Oh.
She's... It says my internet connection is unstable.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, then I gotta click video.
Well, we can hear you, we just can't see your
sure,
video.
I'm back.
Yay.
Hi.
Cool, so, great. Does anyone want to share anything, or we can move on if you want?
I'll say I love that. That was really, it was fun. It was great to get to know Jean and hear where she's at and share where I'm at. So I didn't know to expect that. Maybe
yeah.
That's a good thing. But I really enjoyed that.
Okay, great. Cool.
And I liked getting to know Pam too. She has, I'm a dating and relationship coach, so it was really nice. She has a wonderful marriage.
Aww.
So she had really good tips that I think I actually want to emphasize in my next group coaching program, making the time for your mate.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. Cool. So what I wanted to do tonight was to do some chanting together. So has anyone done any chanting before, like mantras chanting?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I've listened to it, but I haven't done it.
Okay. So it's really fun. So it's the kind of thing that there's kind of so much you could say about it. And then you kind of, in some ways, you can just do it and not say anything about it. So a lot of the mantras, like they're kind of sacred sounds. They're in Sanskrit, which is like a very old language that's not spoken anymore. And it says that the sounds of the mantras can actually embody the different aspects they're talking about divinity. And I mean, I discovered Kirtan at Earthsong, a camp in Ireland that I went, that I go to, and Jackie's been as well. And it's a kind of a eco retreat space, and there's lots of workshops and singing and dancing, and it's lovely. And there was a Kirtan on in the morning, and my friends were like, oh, you must come to this, you know, it's singing. So I was like, oh, great, singing, I'll go. And didn't know what it was. And we went in, everyone's sitting around, and they're all singing these chants in some strange language. And we're like, okay. But they're easy, so you just join in. And I didn't really know what we were singing about or what it was all about. But at the end, I was just like floating, you know. And it just has this Like I find sound healing, you know, affects the body, and it can make you feel and different, you know, great and relaxed and all that. But there's something about mantra singing that, for me, it activates a place here in my crown, and it kind of tingles, and it's like I've often found it hard to do meditation and to do visualizations because I'm like, oh, what am I doing? What color is that again? And I find it, I can find my brain is kind of, my left brain is going, yeah, green, or you know, sometimes with the colors. Sometimes I can do it, but when I try, I mean, yeah, at the depths of my despair, I was doing a listening to a white light meditation one time. And I couldn't remember what white looked like. I couldn't see white. I was having my eyes closed, everything was black, and I was like, okay, white. And there was no white coming. I just, you know, and I was trying so hard. And with the sounds, when you're singing, I think that sometimes you don't, you just go there. It just happens. That kind of sense of meditation and just relaxation. So I'd like to do two chants. First of all, I just like to chant the Om because everyone knows the Om, and it's just so simple, and it's just really, really nice, and it's so grounding. So what we were doing at the start, we did our three oohs, and that was really tapping into our root chakra and grounding us. So you can do that anytime. I do that in the car a lot. Where I'm like rush, 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 rush. It's like, okay, I'm in the car now. Okay, I must forget about what I've just been doing and all the hoops I've had to jump through. And now I want to arrive at my destination and not be all over the place. So I have a few minutes where I just go, ooh. And again, the car is really good. And the car is really good too if you want to find harmonics in your voice and hear the kind of have that overtone whistle come in. It seems to be background noise, like if you're by the ocean as well, just, or I think if you try it, maybe if you're hoovering, and certainly I found the car engine, there's something about this background noise that makes it easier to hear the whistles and for them to actually come. Yeah, so yeah, lots of fun. Or in the shower, the shower is a great place as well.
Shower, definitely in the
Yeah,
shower.
I love playing in the shower when you know, especially if you have a corner shower. And you can kind of be oohing at different, try different notes in different places, and you can get some really good harmonics. So we're going to do the Om, and then we're going to do the Heart Sutra, so Gate Gate. So I've just become obsessed with Gate Gate for the last few weeks. It just keeps kind of coming into my consciousness, and I've just been listening to loads of different versions of it and everything, but it's
Could you
just,
spell that, please?
I have a slide of it, so I'll put it up on the screen. Where did I put
Okay.
it? Here we go. Can you see that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's Gate Gate, Para Gate, Para Sam Gate, Bodhi Svaha. So there's lots of different translations for it. I think this one is Chloe Goodchild. She has the naked voice, and she's into singing and chanting and discovering connection with yourself through your voice. So I really like this one, and we can sing that as well. And in some of the translations, it's about enlightenment, going to enlightenment, and they're talking about going to the far, far beyond, to the far shore. So it's like leaving this life as well. But when I've been meditating on this, the go far beyond, I felt like it wasn't leaving this place, but it felt quite interdimensional. It was like you're going, but you actually can go in and going in and going in far, far beyond. And the more you go in, it's like the further you go out. And it was really, yeah, it felt really nice. So what I think we'd do, if we do some, we'll do three ohms first, and I have some ohm tuning forks, which are really nice. So I've got one. We'll do another session sometime on tuning forks, and I'll record them as well so that you can listen yourselves. I mean, I can tell you more if you want to get some yourselves. But this one, this is the and this one is weighted, and this is a normal one. So the weighted one just means when you tap it like this. Can you hear that? Maybe not. Yeah, it is quite low.
Yeah.
It's quite low, but what it's meant for is you can put it on your body. And if you put it on the bones, it really resonates and it's really nice. This is a lovely one to do in the morning. If you go on the thymus here, or you can do the thump there. But this is really nice. It's quite a nice way to wake up. This one then is just more for. Can you hear that bit better? Yeah.
You can hear it.
So as we're sounding the I'll just play this as well so we can hear it, and let's see if I could do the two of them. If you want to, so I might just mute you because I'm not sure how it's going to sound altogether. So with the we can do it in three parts. So we can, rather than just doing OM, we're doing AUM. So it's So we're going to divide our breaths into three. So it doesn't matter if we're not doing it at exactly the same time. I want you to just breathe when it's natural for you. But yeah, try and keep a little breath so that we have each of those parts. Okay. And yeah, apparently those three sounds are the three sounds that you can make even if you are mute and you have no tongue. That you can make those three sounds, and anything else, then you need a tongue. So, some random information.